I am so happy to have our next guest with us here tonight. It has been a long, long time since he's been in the studio. Eden Parker joins us right now. He has a new CD that is just out, and a CD release party, I should say, coming up this week. And not only one, but two of them.
Two of them, yes.
And he is with us right now to talk about the parties, the CD, give us a little music, and much, much more. And welcome back, my friend.
Thanks for having me again, Bob.
First of all, I'm going to take a picture later on. What in the world are you growing on your face?
my beard is in shark fins right now. I have two shark fins on my face. I did it for a Hunger Games party that I went to over the summer. And then I came back to Fargo, and it tested so well with the audience downtown that I decided to keep it for a while.
So you've had that for how long?
I've had it since July 4th.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to take a lot of work.
It's, you know, the first time it took about an hour. And now it's about 10 minutes a day just of maintenance to make sure the fins are still sharp in the ends. And, yeah.
So how long you think you're going to keep it for a while yet?
I'm going to keep it till Halloween.
To Halloween?
Yeah, because I do Halloween every year. You know, my 7 days of costumes and 7 nights of mayhem. So I'll have to shave it for that to fit my costumes that I do.
And big what? Big 6'5 shark coming down? Is that what you're talking about? 6 or 6'6?
I'm 6'6.
6'6 yeah. Shark coming down the street with those fins? Unbelievable. Well, good luck on that. I could never do that kind of thing.
It's a commitment, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's an interesting story behind this CD, because you were expecting this to come out.
It was going to come out last August.
A lot earlier than what it's doing this weekend.
Yeah, I was 2 days before sending the CD off to press last August. We had the CD release party booked. We had all the opening acts lined up and everything. All the press was out for it. And then we had a studio computer crash right before the CD was about to be sent off to get printed.
That could be heartbreaking, wasn't it?
It was. It was a very devastating time. We had 14 tracks in the album at that time. And out of the 14, only two of them were salvageable. So I took a little break.
Well, I can understand why.
a little break at the Bismarck Tavern, you know. And, you know,
what are those breaks?
A lot of tears, a lot of Stoli vodka, and then I, just regrouped and I started recording again. So, 12 out of the 14 tracks in the album are the same tracks that were there before, but I re-recorded every single piece of them. And then I wrote one new track that's on the album now.
So it's 15 on the new one now.
It's
going to be 14, it's 15 now.
It's going to be 14.
I have to ask you, though, when you lose 12 tracks like that, is it possible to recreate them like you had in the first place?
It's not. No. The tracks, they're different this time around. There's, you know, certain pieces of the old ones that are still there, but it's a completely different album than it would have been a year ago. Absolutely.
Because you do everything on this album,
I do. I play all the piano, drums, guitar, bass, cello, all that stuff. And I layer everything up and I sing all the background vocals as well.
So you save these, all the individual pieces, then lay them together, like you say, layer them?
Yep. Yeah. And I also do the mixing and mastering as well on this one. It's my first time doing that.
And
so,
Oh, man, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's
so, I mean, it's many, many hours in the studio every single day. And now, 12 months of work.
This may be too early to ask, but you know, you did a video for Leaving Eden.
I did.
Are you going to do one for this CD?
Yes. I'm not going to announce it yet, but watch for that in the next coming months.
We will. Absolutely. We'll be seeing one.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. By the way, at the CD party, by the way, folks, you'll be able to pick up one of these. But the artwork is very interesting. Tell us about this.
Okay. Well, I took the photos myself. There's three photos that I used for the artwork on the CD. And I went to Minneapolis for the weekend to do a fashion show, actually. I was playing for a fashion show with the Republic of Couture. They had hired me on. They heard my songs online and asked me to come play the fashion show and then gave me a clothing endorsement to work with that.
Wow.
So that I would wear their clothes in my photo shoots and then they'd play my music in their stores. So I went down there to do an event for them. And while I was down there, I had my digital camera with me, and I'm like, you know what? I should just take the day and just go out to the lake and do some shots. So I'm not a photographer, but I guess amateur at best. I would line up a few shots. I'm like, well, this is going to look good. So I'd set the timer on the camera, go run into the frame and pose really quick, and then run back out and check and see how it looked. And I did about 200 frames in 2 or 3 hours, and these are the shots that I used for the album.
There's a different quality to it as far as color is concerned.
I went into the studio to edit the photos, and I wanted to make them look a little bit, because the first album cover, the colors are very surreal. You know, it's almost, I don't want to say reverse coloring, but you know, things are not colored how they are in nature. So I wanted to have that same feel to it, because this is the it's sort of the bookend to my first album, Leaving Eden. On the other side is the follow-up album. So all the tracks are very related to the ones on the first CD. But I wanted the photo art to reflect that as well. So I, you know, edited the colors and did some different filter effects and stuff on the pictures to make it look almost like a sort of like a comic book sort of styling for the coloring. So they're all real photos, but they look almost cartoonish.
It's
the way
very,
the different
very enhanced
colors
as far as,
yeah.
I mean, we really stand out as far as the outlinings are.
Yeah, and you know, certain colors really pop, like the water really pops, the sand really pops on the beach and, you know, things like that.
I was going to say, you're on the beach. There is a life chair there for a lifeguard.
Yep.
This must have been taken late, huh? I mean, there's nobody on the beach, just you.
I found the one deserted spot I could find on Lake Calhoun, and I'm like, hopefully no one comes jogging past in the middle of my photo shoot with the camera sitting on the ground and me running into a frame to pose.
Did you get some passerbys?
I did. I took some pictures of them too, actually.
Oh, really? That's pretty neat. By the way, the name of the CD is called On the Other Side. Eden Parker, our special guest here tonight on KFGO. We're going to do some songs for you. I'm not going to do some songs. He's going to do some songs for you. So before we take our first break, let's kick into the first one here, shall we?
Absolutely. This song is called Broadway Saturday, and it's track number 3 on the album.
Okay. By the way, I'm going to turn the light on so I can take a picture, okay?
Okay.
Last time we had musicians here, I got criticized because I turned the light on in the middle of a song. So I was going to take their picture for the webpage.
Oh. I had to explain to Bob that musicians do not like light as a general rule.
We don't. We want dark lights.
Well,
backlighting like Bonnie Tyler all the time.
Soon as the photograph is taken, I promise the lights go off.
All right. Okay. I'm glad you warned me.
Very good.
So
okay.
Stop in the middle of the song.
Once again, folks, this is Eden Parker, and it's from the CD On the Other Side. Here is Broadway Saturday on KFGO.
Saw you underneath the street lamp, last cigarette outside the bar, another tab to pay, another night she wasted away, not any closer now to being happy who you are. I spend my evening under stage lights, you spent your evening fighting tears. Lost my heart, you lost your car keys, but you don't know where to go, and I don't know what I'm doing here. We're fading, but someday you'll leave this before you're too old or you run out of faith. But right now, it's the last call of the Broadway Saturday. Broadway Saturday, yeah. We're all a reason. It's nice to not feel so alone. You say your lines but never mean them. A flash of white, and when the night is done, you'll let him take you home. Sunrise strips away the glitter. His bed's already growing cold. The street is paved with bad decisions. Regret your only friend who holds your hand and walk you home. You're fading, but someday you'll leave this before you're too old or you run out of faith. But right now, it's the last call of love. Saturday, Broadway Saturday, yeah. Broadway Saturday. Too old, but right now we need this. You need this, I need this. And someday we'll leave this before we're too old. We're running out of faith, but right now we need this. And by Sunday we'll hate this. But but it's the last car, yeah, on Broadway. We're too old to still need this, but next week we'll be this. We'll crave this, oh, we'll bleed this. And I'll see you at last call, another Broadway Saturday. A Broadway Saturday, yeah. Broadway Saturday.
Am I hearing Broadway Saturday for Fargo's Broadway?
It is. What? I wrote it outside of Dempsey's after a show.
Really?
Yeah.
Super. See, I'm not that dumb. Okay. It's 8:19 here at KFGO. Oh, by the way, you got a note on your Facebook page.
Oh.
It said, is your mom, where was it, Montana?
Montana. Yes.
Lori says, will your mom have some CDs to buy? She must be out in Montana.
She is. Yeah, she's a gal from my hometown.
We'll take a break. More with Eden Parker in just a moment here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Back we are with Eden Parker on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Hang on to your hats, Broadway, because we've got a couple of CD release parties. One Friday night, one on Saturday. We'll tell you about more here in just a few moments. I noticed it with my keen eye. You have a new piano.
I do, yes.
How long have you had this one?
It was a Christmas present to myself.
Oh, well, that's the way it is.
I released the Christmas album on December 1st, and then the money that I made off of CD sales, I bought myself a new piano because my other one was just not long for this world anymore.
I could tell for the folks, and I'm so sure a lot of folks saw you in concert.
Yeah.
When you play, you kind of pound the dickens out of it.
I do. I hit hard. I mean, I write hard when I write with a pen or a pencil. I break my lead all the time. When I play the piano, it's no different. I bang on the keys. Okay. You know, it's a very intense.
So it just wasn't available. I mean, it just wasn't good. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, there were already 6 keys that had snapped in half on my old piano that I had fixed with the JB Weld and like thin pieces of tin. So it was a half bionic piano at that point, and it was time.
Sometimes all those get to be sound the best, you know, the old ones, but not in your case.
Yeah, well, and I still miss her dearly. You know, right. I still bring out every once in a while and just play on her, you know, at home. But as far as a live show, she wasn't reliable enough. I was snapping keys in the middle of performances, and you know, it was time.
Did it get tough to readjust to a new piano?
It did. It felt like I was playing a whole new instrument. Like my fingers were slipping off the keys, and I didn't play this one live in a show until 2 or 3 weeks after I had it, just so we could get used to each other, kind of.
Have you broken any keys on it yet?
Not yet. I'm hoping not to for a while.
Well, that's cool. That's interesting. So it's a Christmas present for you.
It was a Christmas present to myself, yes.
All right. Well, I can't think of a better Christmas present than a new keyboard. The shows that are coming up, you've actually got 2 coming up, right?
I have 2, yes.
And one is Friday night.
Yep, I'm doing a solo acoustic show on Friday night. Because I play shows all over town, but I play sometimes with my band and sometimes I just play by myself. Uh-huh. So I wanted the CD release to have both of those options involved in it. Where, you know, the first show is going to be very much organic versions of the songs, the way they sounded when I first wrote them before I added any other instruments to them. And the second one, you're going to get the full effect of what you get on the CD with the other instruments involved.
Okay. Other instruments, drums?
Yes. I have drums. I have a guest fiddle player coming. I have 2 guest female vocalists coming to fill in on the harmonies.
Really?
So, yeah.
Guest fiddle player from where?
From here, Lori Larson.
Oh,
yeah. He's
okay.
A fantastic fiddle player. He plays with he guest spots with a lot of different local bands. He's guest spotted with Carmen the Cactus, with October Road, with many other bands in town here.
And absolutely.
He's just the most fantastic talent on the strings I've seen live in my entire life.
That's going to be cool. That's Saturday night.
That's Saturday night.
And yes. That's outdoors?
It's outdoors. Outdoors at the Empire parking lot. Yeah.
Wow. Should be a lot of fun. Before we go to news, let's play one song off the CD. Tell us about this
cut. Yes. This is On the Other Side, which is the title track of the album. Yeah, it's the title track of the album. It'll be the first single off the CD.
Is there a meaning to that title, On the Other Side?
There is. It would take longer than we have to explain it, though.
Well, we got another half hour. We can maybe do it then. So let's do this, and then news will be coming up very shortly. From the album On the Other Side, this is the title track from that CD, Eden Parker, here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Probably shouldn't do this. Probably shouldn't cross that line. There's a million reasons why we should say goodnight. Probably shouldn't be here. Probably shouldn't have made that drive. Probably should have screened your calls and saved my pride. But it's okay, it's alright. 'Cause if we recklessly abandon, we might feel something alive. We might find outside our lines that it's not so different on the other side. Yeah. Oh, oh, probably doesn't mean much. It's just a way to make us feel alive. Probably be another me by tomorrow night. But it's okay, I'm alright. 'Cause if you recklessly abandon, you might feel something tonight, and you might find outside of that it's not so different on the other side. Yeah, oh, yeah, on the other side. Yeah, oh, on the other side.
Eden Parker, that is the title track of On the Other Side. CD release parties, both Friday and Saturday, downtown, right there on Broadway. Hope Lee Corso comes over and has a good time from the game day.
I hope so, too.
So we will have more with Eden Parker here in just a few moments, more of his music. And don't forget, we'll podcast these songs at KFGO.com under the Nighttime Live with Bob Harris. And I know there was kind of a little mistake or a little misunderstanding about tonight or Thursday night. So I think what we're going to do this time for you, buddy, we're going to we'll podcast the whole interview.
Oh, awesome.
So we'll do that for the folks who may have may have been a little confused. So
we'll
do that
That's
for great. You. Coming up next is news, then more with Eden Parker here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I tell you what, there's more happening downtown Fargo besides that ESPN game day thing.
Well, I know, but did you hear that they were applauding for the trucks coming into town?
The last traffic report I did from 3rd and Broadway. And there were people all over the place in the green and gold of the Bison.
I got a message on Facebook that apparently somebody saw one of the crew members bring a 2x4 out of the truck, and she passed out. She was so excited. Yeah. No, it's true. It's on the internet. And she was cheering, and they brought out this 2x4, and she just collapsed. Passed out. So, sort of like Beatlemania in downtown Fargo. Guy brought out a 2x4.
Oh my God, does that belong to Lee Corso?
Oh, it's a wrench! That guy's got a wrench. Go Bison!
Ugh. Well, we've got a CD release party for Eden Parker this weekend, too.
Much
That's also
fun.
On Broadway.
I hope they pass out for that as well.
bodies
in the parking lot, all over the place.
We'll talk more with him in just a few moments, but we've got to get a quick national news update from CBS here on KFGO. 20 minutes now before 9. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO. Nighttime Live continues. Eden Parker is our special guest this evening. On the other side, the CD is out. Actually, it's out officially Friday.
Friday morning, yes.
And
Thursday at midnight.
I saw
downtown.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of people down there for the college game day.
Yeah.
Probably Thursday night at midnight. You could probably sell a few before
have to,
you have your concert.
To milk that option.
But it is officially releasing on Friday, September 20th, and two parties are going to be happening downtown. So we'll tell you again, reiterate more of that here in just a few moments, let you know all the details. But 15 tracks. Now, I want to mention that you have a duet. I mean, you have Beth Garland help you out in the band sometime with
yep,
the drums.
Yep, she's my drummer. Mm-hmm.
And you have this guest violinist you were telling us about.
Yes.
But you also have a duet on this album, too, right?
I do.
Tell
yeah.
us about this young lady.
It's the first duet I've ever written, in fact. And I wrote it originally for Kelly Clarkson and myself to sing, one day.
Oh, she said no?
Well, she's been really busy. She's getting married and has a Christmas album coming out. So I was like, I get it, Kelly, you're busy. We'll talk later. But I started playing with a second band this spring called Fuse. And they're a cover band that travels around the state of Minnesota, state of North Dakota, and they do street dances, they do fairs, outdoor events like that, and big venues. We play every top 40 song in the last 40 years. And Krista and I auditioned together for this band, and we both got hired. So she's the female singer, I'm the male singer for the band. And when I heard her voice, I was like, there's no one better for this song. Unless Kelly Clarkson was sitting right next to me. I was like, no, there's no better voice for this song than her.
The song is called Alone. So when you pick up this CD this weekend,
yes,
folks, you can hear
it. She has an amazing vocal talent.
Unbelievable.
I'm so happy she agreed to be on the album with me.
That's great. That's great. 18 before 9, before I let time slip away here, should we do another live tune?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what one do you want to do this time?
I'm going to play a song called Tanqueray, which I wrote when Amy Winehouse passed away. I was a very big fan of hers, and I think that her art was very much overshadowed by her addictions and the tabloid frenzy about her personal life.
Okay.
So I wrote a song in remembrance of her called Tanqueray.
Tanqueray. Very good. Here is Eden Parker. Once again, the new CD on the other side on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
It's never been easy under fire. She was never the one to take it lying down. A fragile balance on a frail wire. Flashing lights waiting for you to hit the ground. So you hit the ground. Oh yeah. So you hit the ground. Even though you had so much left to say, and now the demons crowd the corners in the shadows of your room, but you can drown them out in a bottle of Tanqueray, oh, Tanqueray, oh, yeah, will you take it away? much for it all. Maybe 10 weeks, baby, isn't so long after all. So will you take it away? Oh, take it away, take it away. Now there's tears falling in the street, and they're singing your songs and laying flowers at your feet. And now it's over and maybe you can finally get some sleep. And I've been staying up counting the bottles instead of sheep. Oh, I've been staying up counting the bottles. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Too much, maybe you were too much for it all.
Tanqueray. Now, I've never had it. Is it any good?
It's London's finest gin. It tastes like Christmas trees.
Okay.
Yeah. Bob, yeah. Take my word for it.
Okay.
It'll work.
I'm not a drinker. Okay. That's why I'm just kind of curious. But I've heard the name many, many times. So it does hit the spot, though, huh?
Yeah. And I'm not a gin drinker at all. But after she passed, I was like, if I'm going to write a song for Amy, I should drink like Amy to channel her spirit. So I bought Tanqueray. And I was like, let's do this.
Very good. 17 minutes before 9 o'clock, our remaining moments with Eden Parker in just a few moments. You're listening to Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're back on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Don't forget that Eden Parker will be in a concert CD release party both this Friday and also on Saturday. And we're going to give you all those details coming up again here in just a few minutes. The new CD is called On the Other Side. So how many? Is this number three for you?
This is technically it's number four.
Number four.
It's my second full-length original album. But in between the first album, Leaving Eden, and this one, I released an unplugged album that had some tracks from the first album and some tracks from this one, all acoustic and solo on the piano.
Okay.
And then I released the Christmas album in between as well.
Okay.
So this is my fourth studio album, my second full-length original.
So when, I'm just kind of curious, is it difficult? I mean, you got all the recordings done, but I mean, is it difficult to get a package like this and just the way you want it, just perfect, and say, yeah, this is the way I want to present it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely takes some time and a lot of phone calls and the communication back and forth between the company that you're going through and, you know, yourself to make sure you get things just right. And yeah, I'm very happy with the way this one turned out. Like, the album art looks good on it. The, you know, everything printed just how I wanted it to.
So now this was recorded where again?
It was recorded
at studios?
Parker Place Studios.
Parker Place Studios. Okay. That's pretty cool. I like that. I like that. Let's play the one more cut here from the CD. By the way, Chrissy says, yay, Aiden, and the heart.
Oh, love you, Chrissy. What a sweetheart.
And let's play another cut here before we lose track of time here.
Yeah, this one's called Foolish Heart.
Foolish Heart. Once again, this is from the new CD On the Other Side, Eden Parker, here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
the stars. So heaven help this foolish heart.
Foolish Heart, the music of Eden Parker here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Now, some people think that I don't remember things, but we were talking off air for just a few moments. I remembered some of these old songs that you did, you know?
Yep, well, many of them I've written several years ago, and they're just finally getting onto a disc now.
And one of them was Rainstorm in Wyoming. There is an acoustic version, I believe, on our website.
Yep.
From many a moon ago, but if you want to take a listen to that, but there's also a full-blown version on this.
Yep, there's
too,
a full-blown version.
Are there other ones here that you've done before?
There are.
I've
done Circles in the Floor in the studio before.
Okay.
And I have done Shade of Grey in the studio before.
Shade of Grey, that's right. Yep. I remember that one too.
That one I wrote on Broadway when I was out there performing on the street at night and I met a hippie girl and I wrote a song about her.
Hey, when you're in concert, you know, I mean, obviously you're promoting this CD, but when you're in concert, do you go back to is it tough to go back to the first album? Do you remember all those songs?
I do. I still play many of them live. It's funny because, you know, so many years later, I wrote, you know, 2010, I released the album, and some of the songs that are on there I wrote years before that. So certain ones end up standing out. Like, they weren't necessarily singles, but there's certain ones that we play in every single show all the time, so those are the ones that have become the singles off of that album.
See, Scott and I are still floored that night you were here and you played Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, yeah.
We still have that somewhere, don't we? Buried there somewhere?
Oh, no, don't play it.
I'm sure we do have
a couple of keys.
I'm sure we do have it somewhere, but I was not impressed or shocked. I knew he could do it. Good answer, right?
That's a great answer. Eden Parker on the other side. All right, let's go through the details again. Friday and Saturday. Explain both of those parties.
Yes, where are they gonna be at? Friday night is going to be a solo acoustic show at the Bismarck Tavern, which is my bar that I go to when I need a break from the world. So I wanted to give them the first listen of the new album, solo, and as the songs were written, just me and the keyboard, me and the guitar. That's Friday night at 8 p.m. There's no cover, but you should arrive early if you want to. It's a small venue, and it's going to fill up fast. Mm-hmm. At Saturday, Saturday's the full band show. That's at the Empire parking lot outside after the Bison game. Go Bisons. and that one starts at 7 p.m. We have a guest opener. Daniel Ellenson is opening the show. He's an acoustic singer-songwriter, fantastic talent. And then our show starts at 8 p.m. With some special guest musicians coming in to join us.
Okay. Now, that's behind the Empire, right?
Right next to the Empire. It's between the Empire and the train tracks.
Okay, I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever been there at that particular for any music.
Oh, so yeah, and it's just curious. A parking lot most of the time. But it's they rope it off with the, you know, and put up some beer gardens outside and make it a big outdoor concert venue. Okay. And Taco Brothers is right next door, so you can eat dinner and have a show.
And this game day thing, that shouldn't affect you at all.
No, I think it'll be a great thing to have happening, because downtown will be just swarming with people, and they'll be outside celebrating the Bison win. And then they will be like, oh, there's live music. Let's go hang out with Eden Parker tonight.
So if anybody is listening in from ESPN, you tell Lee Corso and the gang to stop by the Empire Friday
tell me
night.
I got a bone to pick with him, so yeah. We got to talk.
And enjoy Eden Parker's music. Solo Friday night, and the band is going to be playing. And the CDs will be available there.
Yes, it'll be available at the shows, and also it'll be available at Orange Records, Zanbros, and Marguerite's Music Friday morning.
On Friday morning.
Yes.
So you can get it. Advance copy before
you can get
the
it
show.
Right away before the show.
Absolutely. Yep. Great. Eden, great seeing you again, man.
Yes, thanks again for having me, Bob.
And congratulations on getting this all back after what you lost, man. Must have been a tough road to haul. Coming up next, CBS News, more of Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO Fargo. It's